Protecting our property. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Eyes 85, 495 present on voting.
Senate Bill 2464, having received a constitutional majority, hereby declared passed without objection. Motion to reconsider is tabled.
With that vote, Tennessee farmers and other landowners have stopped the longstanding tradition of cities and other government agencies from taking their property. Representative Mike Carter of Ootawah says this was an historic piece of legislation that will stop forced annexation.
This was a true citizens' movement, and I am so proud of the fact that when the people spoke, Nashville listened, and they reversed 60 years of law, 60 years of injustice, and gave the people the right to vote.
Representative Carter was the key sponsor of the House bill and Senator Bo Watson in the Senate. It now goes on to the governor for his expected signature. And Representative Carter says one of the highlights of the bill will better protect farmers and their property.
Citizens are certainly protected in that they have a right to vote through referendum before they can be annexed. The farmer has the right to veto any annexation of his or her farm, and that's by the method is that no annexation of a property primarily used for agricultural purposes can be annexed without the express written consent of the owner of that farm.
But despite the strong opposition from the Tennessee Municipal League, the annexation reform bill was approved by an overwhelming majority of the General Assembly, and it's considered to be one of the strongest of its kind in the nation, especially when it comes to farmland.
The most powerful interest in Tennessee bowed to the will of the people, and I'm just proud to have been a small part of that, and it's just been one of the greatest thrills of my life, and I'm very honored to have been involved.
A strong victory for Tennessee landowners. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.